Remember, this podcast was recorded before the world fell the F apart. So enjoy this alternative universe and just know that as of right now, I am self-quarantining like the rest of you with online mahjong for days. And since I live in California now and weed businesses are considered essential, I am high all the time. In the meantime, Lainey is very used to self-isolation because she has no friends, and Rochelle has been off the grid for months and probably has no idea what's happening, which is probably better. Anyway, enjoy.
Who's coming out to help with your problems? From Swampscott, Massachusetts, all the way to L.A. Who's getting out away from her children? Everyone knows it's Beverly. Ooh, 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 ooh! And Bev has got things to share. And Bev has got souls to bear. And Bev is very aware. She's a woman of a certain age. It's not your fault you are the way you are, okay? Why don't you listen and learn something about mindfulness and raising tiger children? Oh, and self-care! Oh, pornography!
You know what I can't stand, Cody, is I can't stand impertinence, okay? You can, if you're ready, say you're ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I know, but say it like you mean it.
I'm ready.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, my name is Beverly Ginsburg. That's Cody, and she does something at Hungry Wolf, and I'm not entirely sure what it is. I'm here with Sam. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, Sam. Say hello.
Hi, Beverly.
Okay, so this is my new podcast. It's called The Human Condition with Beverly Ginsburg, Parenting Your Children and Yourself. It's a mix of parenting help and self-help because you can't help yourself or your children unless you're helping both of them at the same time. Okay, and how do you parent a generation, a new goddamn generation? We're very responsible. You're not responsible. Responsible, Sam, because you won't allow your testicles to make enough baby batter to put into a woman. Is that what it is?
No, I make enough.
Okay. Have you been tested for sperm count?
You know what? I never have.
Okay. Well, do me a favor. Do me a goddamn favor. Don't blame the woman. When you have trouble getting pregnant, like everyone has now, all of a sudden, okay? When you have trouble, okay, don't insist that it's something wrong with her. Are you gay?
I'm bi.
Okay. So anyway, it doesn't matter. If you have your baby with a boy.
Does that change my sperm count?
I have absolute. You know what? Could. I don't know. Okay. But we, you know what? We'll find out. Cody, I want to do an episode about sperm count. Write it down.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay. So one of my favorite ways of parenting myself. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Massage. Okay. That means the art of someone rubbing your body. Okay, like it's dough and you're being kneaded. Now, I don't need to explain massage. Everybody knows what a massage is, okay? But when I moved to Los Angeles towards a greater life of greater self-care in the self-care capital of the world, I'll tell you one thing I could not believe. How many different kinds of goddamn massages there are. Excuse me, where I'm from in New England, there's two kinds of massage. There's a sports massage and a relax massage. That's it. Okay, here you've got relaxing, deep tissue, hot stone, Thai, Japanese, Korean, Russian. I don't know if I'm ordering a massage or I'm ordering lunch. Okay, and the Asians love massage, which is very funny because they also wear surgical masks all the time. So they don't like spreading their germs through their mouth, but they love spreading them through their hands. Am I wrong?
I think so.
Am I being racist?
I don't think you're being racist.
Okay, me neither.
I think you can be wrong and not racist.
Okay, thank you so much. Me too. Oh, you should put that on a t-shirt, Sam. That's so
smart. Me too?
No. Not me too, me too. Not Harvey Weinstein, me too.
Oh, okay.
But me too, like actual what it meant before Harvey Weinstein. Me too, I agree.
You know what? Should we take that phrase back?
Which one? With me too?
Mm-hmm.
100% yes, and I'll tell you why. And this could be a little controversial, okay? I'm not saying that women... Okay, you know what? I don't even want to go there. But what I will say is that sexual assault used to be it was also a positive. I'm a boomer. Okay, that's what I am. So don't look at me like I'm supposed to know everything that you know. I know more than you know, and then some. Okay, and then I left out what I didn't want to learn from you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that I have my opinion.
You're like me from the future coming back to, like, in a time travel movie to help me.
How to, like, back to the, like, Marty McFly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is that massage, there's an art. Apparently there's an art to massage, okay? And everybody here, it's like you order, like you can get whatever you want. You can get do an aroma while you're doing it, aroma, mm-hmm. lavender, oil. So you pick the oils, okay? And people concentrate on different sides of your body. In Massachusetts, they just lay you down on a slab and give you a beating, and that's how it goes, okay? But here in Los Angeles, you have so many choices. What's your favorite kind of massage?
Deep tissue.
You like to be beaten up. And
especially some of the places have bars above and they'll hold onto them.
We mean bars.
Like, so they're
like a beam on the ceiling?
Yeah. So they're standing on your back.
Who's
and using
they?
That.
Therapist?
Thai women.
And they, oh, the
and
Thai,
they walk.
Okay.
They walk along you and like dig your heels into your back.
If someone did that in Massachusetts, they would be in jail. And like, I mean, 0.2 seconds if someone dared to walk on me. Okay. They do that in India, you know, with the nails on a bed.
You're thinking of like an...
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I'm thinking of something else, but I'm letting you know where my brain is going. It's very important to let your brain wander. Okay. That's good for your imagination. Never lose that. Okay. So speaking of quick little update. Okay. Ticka, 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 okay. Because I know I'm a parent, so I like to share my accomplishments with you, my listeners. I am a mother. Okay. I've had my ups. I've had my downs. I've been on the roller coaster. I've been off the roller coaster. I've waited with a jacket. I've held the jackets for people who are on the roller coaster. Okay. So I've been all around the roller coaster. Okay. Lainey, newsflash, lost her job at Trader Joe's. Okay. She was caught stealing frozen spring rolls and some of the meatless meatballs. Okay. She didn't even want to eat them. She just wanted the rush of stealing. Okay. Winona Ryder went through the same thing. Okay, remember?
I had that for a bit. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you like to steal. You like mm-hmm. to put it in a pocket. Okay, I thought she was through that phase. She went through it when she was about 12, and then again at 16, about 22, and then 28. She went through it a few times. I thought we were done. We're not done, okay? But they did not press charges, okay? So, yay, Lainey! Can you add an applause?
Yes, I can.
Okay, here's applause. Okay, meanwhile... If I could just tell you, if I could be a bragger for a second about my daughter, Rochelle.
Yeah, by all means.
Can I brag about Rochelle? Cody, I don't want you to get jealous about Rochelle.
I won't.
Okay. Rochelle sent me electronic mail talking all about the leader of this group in Costa Rica that she found. Oh, does he sound wonderful? His name is Sinjin. Okay. And he's apparently a very hands-on yoga psychic. Okay. He told Rochelle that she has the capability inside her to rise to the next level in his multi-level system.
Wait a minute. Who is this man?
Sinjin. I don't know his last name. He might not have a last name. He might just go by Sinjin.
But he refers to himself as a leader?
Leader. She apparently, he was told she's got a lot of potential. And I can't tell you how it warms my heart as a parent. We're going to talk about this as we get further in this podcast. About a parent loves to hear about how brilliant and successful their children are. You never get tired of it. I'd rather hear about my daughter than myself.
I'm not trying to be pessimistic or pick this apart, but yeah. did you also say that it's a multi-level?
Multi-level system. Yeah, it's a system.
Will you tell me a little more about this?
I can't tell you much because the email was very short. It was mostly, and there was a picture of her on a beach.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I mean, she was half nude. I hate to tell you. A mother normally doesn't want her daughter to pose nude, but I don't know. She may have posted it somewhere, but she looked so beautiful. I mean, women should feel, if you feel sexy, here's a tip. If you feel sexy, be sexy. Okay? If you're not feeling so sexy, you don't have to be sexy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So what I want to talk to you about is massage as a self-care for Sam. Okay? How often do you get a massage?
There is a place in Los Angeles called We Spa that I will go to every
once in a while. We work?
Kind of, yeah. You can stay there for as long as you want. You pay $30, and there's nap rooms, there's hot tubs, there's a cold room.
What is it, like a communal Asian community?
Kind of. You're divided by gender at the beginning where you're naked, and then upstairs there's a bulgogi restaurant. and a dry room and a salt room.
About the bulgogi. We don't have that. No, we don't have it. We barely have Koreans in Boston. Continue.
And sometimes I'll go there and I'll hang out for a couple hours and I'll get a massage.
Okay. So you'll get a massage at this Wee Spa.
Yeah.
And what's the key to a good massage for you? Okay. Because I know what I like. I like to be pet like a cat. I like camp chills. You understand? Crack an egg over your head and let the yolk run down. Crack an egg, stab a knife in your back and let the blood run down. Ba 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 ba. Little meow 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 meow. Pause, pause. You don't have that?
No.
It's I don't like someone to, I don't want it to hurt.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. So you're saying, you said you like a Thai woman to walk on your back, which by the way sounds sexual to me.
No, it's a good deep tissue. It's one of the ones that hurts, but you feel good later.
What do you do about your penis when you're lying on your stomach?
It just gets crushed.
That's awful. What if you get a boner?
That gets crushed too.
Oh my God. Have you ever done drag?
I have never done drag.
And if you ever do it, are you going to tuck?
Don't you? I think you have to.
Okay.
Anyway. Is there more than one style?
Huh?
I've never occurred to me where your penis goes.
They tuck. They tape it back with duct tape.
Tuck right? Into what?
Your butt crack.
Oh.
Okay. And I don't want to get into it with you. But the point is that I love, listen, Mama Roo. Okay, I know Mama Roo. So let me ask you something. So you like it if someone is walking on your back and really, are you enjoying it while it's happening or is it just you're enjoying it when it's over?
No, my anxiety, all I'm doing is counting down how many minutes I have left.
Till it's over?
Yeah.
So you're miserable?
Yes.
Okay, doesn't matter because we have an expert coming in to really get into the art of massage, okay? He's going to talk to us about it, okay, while I am being massaged. You understand?
Does he know that?
I don't know what he knows, but I know he's coming in. I'm going to take off all my clothes, okay? And I'm going to show him my body because I am not ashamed of my body. That is another thing I've learned about Los Angeles. I'm not ashamed of my body. Cody, can I tell you something? Cody, do you have social media?
I do.
Do you post pictures of yourself like bikini shots?
No.
Okay, should people go to it anyway and look at you?
Well, it's private, so no.
Okay, because Cody is, I don't want to sexualize you or...
No, Beverly, we need to stop.
But she is very beautiful, I hate to tell you. Okay, and Sam, you happen to be very handsome now.
Jesus, Bev.
Well, it took a while. Okay, I'm just being honest. And irregardless, we're going to bring in an expert after this short break, okay? And we're going to talk more about massage. Cody.
Yes.
Okay, listen to me. I'm glad you're here because I think you're someone who could personally benefit from what I'm about to do right now because I have a guest in the studio who is a real live person who does things. And when I say you do things, it means you do things. You actually do. You don't talk about doing, you do. You use your hands and you get it done. What is your name?
My name is John Long.
John Long, not from pornography. Although I imagine there's a couple of men with that particular name, okay? But you are, instead, you are from the world of massage therapy.
California Certified Massage Therapist.
Oh, you got certified. What's that board? Who's that organization? Is that a real organization?
It's a real organization. It formed about 2014.
Okay. So recently.
Yeah. So what happened was before to be a massage therapist, you had to be licensed per city.
Okay.
Like Los Angeles, you need a license. Beverly Hills, you need a license.
Yeah.
And so California...
Consolidated
and said either you can get your city licenses or just get a state license or work anywhere in the state.
Well, then why would anyone bother getting a city license now?
Because some schools are not approved by the state.
Well, those sound like the schools that you want to avoid. Yeah.
Right.
Is that
and
true?
And some people, so like, let's take Los Angeles, for example. It only requires 300 hours of education in massage.
Okay.
The state, when I got it, required over 750 hours of education.
Oh, my practicing.
And so my school taught me 775 hours of practicing education.
So you went to the Harvard of massage.
Basically.
Is that true?
Yes.
It sounds like you did. Okay. So you're like an Ivy Leaguer. Okay. And now, do they teach you? I understand most of it's got to be hands-on. Okay. They get you in there and they really make you work. You probably exercise your fingers or whatever they're doing. But do they do classes like the history of massage?
Yeah. We went over the different styles, how they formed.
Okay, where did massage come from? In a nutshell, don't give me a whole class, okay? I'm not paying for 75 hours of learning.
In a nutshell, most of it came from Asia.
Oh, lots of things come from Asia these days.
A lot of things come from Asia these days. And then some of it also came from Rome. Rome and the Greeks.
Oh, really? Yep. Let me guess. They got the slaves to step on the more important people.
I'm actually not sure about that part. We just know that once Rome took over Greece,
okay,
we started seeing more implications of massage throughout the Roman Empire.
Okay. And you like massaging people.
Love it.
You do. You like touching. Why do you like touching people?
There's a thing called energy, and you have energy, I have energy.
Oh, I believe in energy.
Making people feel better.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better. Oh, I love purifying people.
Oh my God, you're very adorable. Now, okay, has anyone ever farted during massage?
Farted, burped.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it happens. And look how you just roll with it. You don't care.
No,
you're someone who's very sweet about it. Okay. And okay, tell me about moles.
Moles.
They're not a problem for you?
Nope.
Little moles?
Nope.
Little hamburger meats all over the place? They don't bother you?
No. I mean, I had to work on this one client. Well, she wasn't a client. She was my fellow student at my school.
Yeah.
And her back was just covered in moles.
Yeah.
No one wanted to work on her, but I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, you did it anyway.
I did it anyway.
Doesn't bother you.
Nope.
Okay, because I'm very moley. I've had a lot removed. I go on mole patrol every year, and I do it. My insurance allows for 5 at a time. So you pop them right off. If you're from Russian Jewish ancestry, you're going to get a lot. Now, let me ask you a question. Where does your mind go when you're massaging someone, okay? And how do you keep yourself from getting, involved? You know, are you ever turned on?
During a massage?
I have to ask.
I mean, it's natural, so it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, then I look forward to what we're about to experience together because I'm somewhat irresistible.
But you need to keep it under control, Beth.
What are you talking about? He can't help it. He just said he can't help it.
Well, we can all help it in here.
No, I can't help it and he can't help it. If we have a natural connection and they have a happy ending. If he gives me a happy ending in here, okay, that's what we signed on
Best
for.
That's control.
Okay?
I didn't sign on for that.
Cody, the goddamn minute. Okay, you know what? It's under an umbrella. You understand the umbrella?
No,
we're under an umbrella, okay?
Whose umbrella is this?
Well, it's not the one that the Nazis made of Jew skin, so I guess it's a regular umbrella, okay? Umbrella. We're under a beach umbrella, okay? Okay. I'm there. John Long, the massage therapist, is there. You're there. I can see Colin peeking his little Irish face or whatever, like a leprechaun over the computer.
I didn't ask to be under this umbrella.
Okay, well, you're under it, okay, just by being here. So we're under an umbrella that what happens under the umbrella stays under the umbrella, okay? It's a massage umbrella. Right. All right. So, John, now, is this your only passion in life or do you like to do other things?
I also act.
Was it? Well, everyone, of course, because this is Los Angeles. If you don't come and have an acting career headshot, then yeah, okay. Okay, so you're an actor. Okay, wonderful. And how do you keep yourself? I mean, it's Los Angeles, so everybody's taking care of themselves. People have hobbies. People have their own routine. Do you get massages? Do you massage yourself? You can't massage yourself.
I can massage my hands myself. That's basically it. Get massages. It's just...
And his penis, but we don't want to talk about that. But he can. He probably can. Yeah, go on.
It is hard for me to get a massage because if I go to a woman, they're not always willing to go harder.
You want them to go harder.
And that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I don't like going to guys.
Because you're not interested in homosexual activity.
I'm fine with them massaging me. The problem is...
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of guys, they tend to want to show how strong they are and how deep they can go. It's like, no. Just give me what I need.
Yep.
You do not have to impress me.
LGBTQT. I understand. I completely understand. Okay. And what do you do for you? What's your thing? Do you have any extracurricular activities that keep your head on straight?
I do.
Between acting and rubbing people?
Hiking.
Oh, you hike?
Out.
Oh, good for you. Oh, I think that's wonderful. I saw a picture of you. Now, I thought it was a Halloween. So I saw he has the most incredible Halloween costume. He's in full armor. Is that terrific? Was that Halloween?
It wasn't Halloween, but I do wear it sometimes for Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a full set of Roman legionary armor.
What do you mean? You own that? That's yours? You have that?
Yep. I have about three different types of sets.
What are you talking about? You have three armory? You have an armory?
Basically, yeah.
What are you talking about? Why? What for?
I love Roman history.
So
I love dressing up in Roman armor. So I have the helmets. I have a bear skin.
What? A bear skin? So you're a real history buff.
Oh, yeah.
You like to get inside history.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
me and my brother for Christmas a couple years ago, we marched 18 miles up and down a hill in full armor. So full about 70 pounds of armor.
What are you talking about? Why?
didn't know what they did because the Romans would march 18, 19 miles a day.
Yeah, but we don't have to do that anymore, dear.
No, but you learn from the experience.
What did you learn? Could you, first of all, were you listening to an iPod inside your armor?
No.
No, because they couldn't. Right. If they could have, they would have, though. Probably. So you should have done what they would have wanted to do, which was lie down. You understand? That's yes. That's how you really get into history. You do what they would have wanted to do, which is what we do. Ah, I love what I said. All right, so listen to me. We're going to get more into the armor. Are you marching up and down hills? Where? Not in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. I've hiked Hollywood Hills. I've hiked...
In armor? Nobody arrested you or shot you? Well, it doesn't matter. No. Who cares if they shoot you? It'll bounce right off.
Shoot photographs, yeah, but...
Oh, but people, you're walking around in full armor... And do me a favor.
With swords and everything.
I swear to God, I have the best idea in the world for you. You should be handing out business cards for your massage therapy while you're hopping up and down in the mountains dressed up like a Roman gladiator.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, because whoever is going to want that specifically is going to be very disappointed when you show up without your armor on. And I want to watch. That's a good reality show. Okay, well, here's what we're going to do, audience. And I'm very happy we're going to take a very, very quick break while I get fully nude. You want me to be fully nude?
Down to your comfort level. Top should come off only because
for full breasts. I have two very different sized nipples. Is that going to bother you?
Well, you're not going to see them.
You're not going to see them or massage my nipple. He won't do my nipples, Cody.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Okay, but I'm going to do as much nude as I feel comfortable. Listen, I hate to tell you something. I'm very comfortable nude.
Okay,
you know I have a tremendous amount of. There's no other way to say it, pubic hair, which covers me like I'm wearing a bikini bottom. So really. I'm very comfortable.
Okay. Any previous injuries I need to be aware of? Any previous injuries?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah. My right pinky toe is broken, okay? Incidentally, I went to a bat mitzvah recently, and some little six-year-old pain in the ass knocked over a stool onto my foot, and I broke my goddamn toe, and I had to leave the party early, which was a shame because I was having a wonderful time. Have you been to a bat mitzvah?
No, I've always wanted to go.
I mean, that's another business for you to dress up like a whoever has a Roman gladiator themed bar mitzvah. I have the party performer massage therapist for you, John Long. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go take off all my clothes. Careful, there might be a lymphedema that shoots out and grabs you, Cody. I don't know what's going to pop out.
I'm terrified.
Okay, I'm going to take off. And now I also had twin girls, so my body is not as tight as you probably think it is. Don't be disappointed.
Okay.
It's not terrible, but it's, you know, it's not terrible, but it's not. You know what
anything
I mean?
Anything in particular you need focus it on, or we're just hitting up everything?
What if I asked for my tush?
We could do that.
Okay, no, I mean, I don't want it. I just want to know what would happen.
What happened?
What would happen if I said, to be honest, one side of my labia is very tight, needs a work. You're not going to do that.
If one side of your...
Labia.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so you know what? I love him. He's all purpose. We're not going to do my labia because Cody seems uncomfortable, and I don't want to keep her generation in a constant state of panic, okay? But I'm going to take down everything. I'd love for you to focus on not my broken toe, if you don't mind, and then pet me like a cat. Okay, let's turn. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. For my audience, I'm upside down. On the table. I like that you use a red sheet.
Thank you.
That's very sexy. Okay, and for the audience to know, I am wearing a Third Love bra, which I don't know if they're a sponsor or not, but either way, I just plug them. I'm wearing a Third Love bra, and I'm lying down, and he hasn't started yet. And now it feels like, now here's the thing. I've had a massage before, okay?
Okay.
I've had massages. Okay, but it has been a while because I don't indulge even though I should. Everyone should get a massage. How often, John Long?
Well, it depends on budget and if you're hurting. But once a month is usually pretty good.
Is that true? Yeah. Once a month? Whoa, your hands are cold. Are you alive?
I am alive.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
No warm up.
This is a whole podcast of you, this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I can tell how strong you are. But you know what's interesting? Oh, so your arms get strong when you're hiking with your armor. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I mean, the upper body and legs get really strong, which is very important because a lot of the weight from Your legs is actually more needed for the massage than your arms.
You go to the gym too?
A lot.
Oh, you, all right. So you're working out. Isn't it enough to just rub people hard? That's not keeping you in shape?
It keeps me in shape, but it doesn't,
oh my God.
What's the word?
Oh, this move feels like there's a horse galloping down my back. Oh God.
Good.
Okay. You know, I hate to tell you, I'm going to let you do whatever it is you do, but normally I like to be pet like an animal. Okay. But or camp chills. Do you know what camp chills are?
No.
Crack an egg over your head and let the yolk run down. Crack an egg over your head. I'm going to stab you in the back and let the blood run down. Gonna stab.
I had a client tell me that.
Aye. Oh my God. What are you doing? Do you know what you're doing, or are you just making it up? Do you know what muscles you're talking to right now?
Yep.
You do?
Yes.
All right. Well, what is that one? Because I don't like that one.
This one right here is called the erector spinae. It runs from the base of your neck all the way to your hip.
On one side of my spine?
Both sides.
All right. Well, you're on one side. He's on one side right now. He's on one side right now. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. So is your goal to put people in as much pain as you possibly can up to their limit so that it feels better when it's done, or for them to actually enjoy the experience?
It depends. Some clients, they don't like pain, so they just want me to do a relaxation massage, which is very soft.
And do you feel like that's doing anything for them?
It does very little. It does help with stress reduction, and it helps with blood circulation.
Yeah.
But then there's deep tissue, which is what I normally love to do, because you get to dig in and take out all the knots. Ooh, like that one right there.
Oh, yeah. When you say knot. Ah! Okay. When you say knot, okay, it's not actually tied in a knot, is it?
In theory, it is.
Oh, my God.
So, like, right here in your back, you have about 7 layers of muscle on top of each other.
7?
7.
Okay.
Going in all different directions. And so when you move your arm in the slightest condition, those layers of muscles get intertwined.
Oh.
And we have to break those up.
Oh, okay. So you're untangling as much as... You're not untying a knot. You're untangling. You're untangling the circuitry. It's like when you have a power strip, right? And it's got the TV and the cable box and a bunch of other shit plugged into it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm also imagining? I can't help it. Twizzlers. Oh, I love
That's
Twizzlers.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Let me ask you a question. Are you Red Vines or Twizzlers? And don't say Red Vines. Well, if I know what you're Red Vines, aren't you?
I like Twizzlers.
Do you eat normally? Are you a clean eater?
Well, it depends on your definition of clean eater.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you're healthy and you're hiking and you're out rubbing people and you're in the self-care business. So do you take care of yourself? I mean, you're very fit, I can tell.
For the most part, yes. I don't eat fast food. I tend to... But the whole vegan,
God.
Vegetarian thing, I don't do that.
Oh, why can't you do crack an egg? I wish you could do crack an egg. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Why does it feel horrible when it hurts? It hurts. Oh, yeah. Oh, that right there is my daughter. Right there. That big, fat mass right there.
Yeah.
That's my daughter. That's my daughter, Lainey. Oi. Yep. Right there. Yep. That's from kindergarten all the way through high school. Do people cry? Do they ever cry?
I had criers, screamers, loners.
Oy, what about pukers?
No pukers.
No pukers. Oh.
You got a doozy in there.
Yeah, that's Rochelle. There she is. Oh, that was a pregnancy scare right there. Oy, oy, oy. That was a trip to Planned Parenthood. Right there. Right, that's the one. Oh, my God. Ay, that's when they told us that she wasn't pregnant after all. You see the relief right there?
Yep.
Yeah. It was a listen. We all have a past. We all have things we can't change. We've all made mistakes. Can you massage all my mistakes away? Oh, yeah.
Not all of them.
Oh, but some of them. Oh, why does it do that? Why does it do that?
To release.
Do you feel any fatty lipomas?
What was that?
Fatty lipomas. Do you know what a fatty lipoma is?
Yeah, I don't feel any.
Yeah, let me know, will you? Because you can get them removed. I had two fatty lipomas removed from my spine. And I hate to tell you. Do you know what that is, Cody?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's a non-malignant. Oy, vey, ismere. Non-malignant fatty tissue deposit right under the skin. And it's like a, it looks like a half a ping pong ball, but that it's gelatinous. So it moves around under your skin.
Oh, dogs get those.
Yeah. So do people. People got them first.
Oh, good to know.
And so I had one, two of them, and I had them removed. It was outpatient. And they took them out, and I took a couple of pictures of them because you know what they look like?
No,
when
what?
They come out of your body, they look just like a boneless chicken wing, like a buffalo wing. Oh, oh, right there. Ow, ow, ow. Ow, 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 ow. That's my sciatic nerve. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay. That's the top of my tushy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right there. Why? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Well, the muscle here is called the piriformis, and we're doing it to release pressure off your lower back and into your hip.
I got to be honest with you. You could be making up muscle names. I wouldn't know the difference. I mean, I know a couple. I know there's a bicep, abdominal.
Well, abdominal splint is different ones, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you went to 7,500 hours of school about muscles. So you, I
muscles look, and the different body systems.
Body systems?
Yep.
Oi, oi, oof, something's happening with my foot. Something's happening with me moving my foot around in a big circle. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, have you, ow, you've never injured anyone?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
If I do something to injure you, then I'm doing something horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. Oh, okay. And so let me ask you something. And I listen, there are going to be people out there who think that this line of questioning is racist. It's not, okay? Mm. It has to, Cody, shut it. It has to do with the ow, 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 ow. Oh my God, that is like, that's like you're branding me with an iron in the middle of my, in the middle of my hip. Ay, 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 ow. Oh, wow.
We should do this to Beverly every time she says, this might seem racist.
Okay. All right, everybody in the generation, stay in your generation for 2 seconds. Thai massage parlors.
Okay.
What do you know about them?
Thai massage parlors are...
They're very, very prominent in Los Angeles. Okay? And there's a bunch of little tiny Thai ladies, and they're very cute, and then they walk on you, good or bad.
Mm-hmm. It is good if they have the education and are licensed.
Okay.
Walking on your back is fine.
Yeah.
Just there should be, like, I can't walk on your back because there's nothing for me to hold on to.
Yeah. You got to hold on. What do you hold on to? Like a pipe in the ceiling or something?
Either pipe in the ceiling or they have...
Poles, stripper poles.
Yeah, you go with that. Okay. Stripper poles.
Very good. Handles on the ceiling or whatever. Oh, yeah. My God. What you're doing right now feels absolutely horrible.
Yeah, so the state and the county require something for you to hold on to.
To hold on. Is walking on your back good for you? Oy, oy, oy.
It can be.
But can you aim as well with your feet as to what you're trying to get to?
If you have small feet, yes. Big feet, no.
Oi, oi, oi. So Thai ladies are culturally equipped. Ow!
Women are more equipped to actually do the walking than guys.
Oh, my God. Whatever you're doing is the worst thing in the world right now. Horrible. This is not self-care, okay? This is self-hate. That's what I'm experiencing right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
All right. Well, it feels
your
good.
Your IT band is really tight.
Your IT band is. What does IT stand for anyway?
It's aha. The iliotibial tract.
Oh, I thought I got you. I thought you didn't.
It is connective tissue between the that runs along the side of your leg that connects the quadriceps and the hamstrings.
Why is mine so tight?
They're tight naturally because they are what also stabilizes the knee from the knee buckling to the left or the right.
Yeah.
So it's naturally tight. It's not muscle.
Well, then why?
Tissue.
Then don't loosen it. Maybe I need it tight.
Well, there's tight and then there's overly tight. Oh. And we don't want it overly tight. Oh. So we had to loosen it a little bit.
You're the one with the license.
So like a Theragun, yeah, that seems great. But using that on your IT band, well, that's going to cause trauma to the IT band.
Oh.
It's not good for the IT band.
I'll tell you something. Right now, right, whatever you're doing right now, he's right, audience, he's got one of several of his very strong fingers moving up and down my calf. like my calf. I mean, it must feel like, you know, like a turkey leg at a Renaissance festival. If you could massage that, and he's doing a beautiful job. Oh, you're kneading hamantaschen dough. Oh, Cody.
Yes, Beth.
Is this turning you on at all?
No, it's actually, I'm happy you are finally relaxed.
Well, no, that felt very good, but now he's moving around to the other side, so I know things are going to get terrible again.
Well, what we do to one side, we have to do the other.
Ugh. Okay. Oh, okay. Did you get a peek at my vagina?
Nope.
Okay.
I did have one guy, though, when I finished, he sat up a little bit.
Yeah.
And goes, so do you finish or do I?
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
And I was like, yeah, I can't, we
no,
don't do that
no,
here.
No.
And so I left.
Good for you for leaving. The problem with leaving, though, is you can't make a quick exit because you have a lot of equipment. Let me ask you something. You don't work out of a spa.
Not anymore, no.
You work independently.
Correct.
You have a website.
Yes.
That people can find you. Okay, fine. But what about the app? Apps. What about the app? Apps. Apps.
I am not actually on any current apps except for the via the Soothe network.
Well, that's an app.
Yeah.
So don't say you're not on one.
Well,
you
I mean,
just
I'm
said
not,
you are.
Sorry. I meant that I'm not on a, by myself on an app. You'd have to go through like, so like there's, I forget the name of it, but there was an app that someone told me like, oh, you just put your name on there and it's, they can find you. It's like, I'm not on one of those services. I'm on, actually on, you had to go to like a soothe.com and say,
oh,
hey, I want this person.
So it's even more professional.
Right.
So those apps are very, the Soothe is a professional app. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, they
are. This is the bad part. This is my childhood right up. It's my childhood right there. Oh, my parents. Oh. Ouch. Oh. Ay, 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 ay. Hey. Horrible. Oh, ow. Oh, my God. You don't even care. You don't even care the noises. It doesn't even bother you?
Oh, no. I've had clients scream bloody murder, and as soon as I lighten up, they'd be like, why are you lighting up for? Keep going.
No. Well, that's not me. Okay, no. I love that lighting. Right now, it feels like a cat is doing that thing when they need your skin. You know what I mean? A kitty cat doing a little, oh, that feels good. Yeah, right down there. Yeah. Oh, it's hard for, I'll be honest, it's hard for me to think because this part feels so good. And that's what I want my listeners to understand is that this is not, people think massages are for fancy. Fancy people get massages. But is that true or is that false?
No, that is totally false.
Yeah, everybody gets massages. They need to, we need human touch.
That's right.
We need human contact.
It's healthy.
Oh, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
If you're out there, listeners, and you think, I don't deserve a massage, okay, you're wrong. You should go and let someone make you feel horrible for like 5 minutes at a time and then wonderful for 3 minutes. Oh, that's really, yeah, there. That's the spot. That's my calf on the other side. That's my turkey leg right there. I have a turkey. I love turkey legs. I love turkey legs. I just want my listeners to know that now there's some shifting around and I can feel him moving around, maybe trying to get a good view of all my good angles. And now he's drinking water. I can hear him drinking water.
Yep.
Because now it's important to hydrate.
Of course.
Yeah. What do you want? Me to flip over?
Yep. Time to turn over.
Do you want to see my breasts?
You're covered, so you're not going to.
Okay. Well, you can if you're looking really hard.
There
listeners,
you go.
Now I flipped over. The egg is now over easy. I'm over easy. Over easy. Have you ever made love on this table? Ah!
Wow.
Oh, he's doing my feet. All right. I assume you're switching topics. Talk about the. I'll take that as a yes. There's been love made right on this bed. Table. On this table.
No, there hasn't.
No, there has not. Okay. Says you. Maybe before you bought it. Maybe that's how they test them. Oh, now, if I could count the number of times I've made love on tables. Years ago, my second husband and I, he was very romantic, and we had a formica table in our kitchen. And I came home from teaching English as a second language to a private Russian student
You fornicated on the formica?
Okay, don't skip to the end. Please don't skip to the end.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I got out of the car. As I recall, I'd been to Stop and Shop. I got a couple liters of Sprite, a couple other items that I needed. Orange juice. Eggs, probably. A couple of this applesauce. Anyway, I don't know what we were eating that night. It doesn't matter. I came in the door, okay? And there were not rose petals, because I'm not a rose person. That's how well my husband knew me. He knew I wasn't a rose person.
Aww.
You know what kind of person I was?
What kind?
Ranuncula.
Were those little petals, but a whole bunch?
Yeah, a lot of ranuncula petal. And he got them and he spread them all over. The problem is they are small petals. So to me, it looked like someone had spilled like a whole bunch of paint on my walkway. And at first I was furious.
Oh boy.
But here's what's funny. He did it on purpose. He liked me angry. We used to have, so I came and I said, what is all over my goddamn floor? That better be goddamn, I better be able to get that off. And I kicked some of it and it moved. And I thought, thank God I can get the power sweeper. And he said, take off all your clothes right here in the door, in the vestibule. It was like a little hallway, like a mudroom. I said, okay, I'll take off all my clothes. Took off all my clothes. He said, I want to see you sweep those up with the whatever it was. What dustbuster. I said, that was the time. Everyone used to have a dustbuster. Oh, are you? That's wonderful. Whatever you're doing right now, John Long. It's making this memory really come to life. I can feel the dustbuster. It's a thing. Well, this is the thing about massages. It's transcendent. So you're transported. I'm transported to another world. And I'm thinking about the dustbuster. Now, I said, you want me to take off all my clothes and dustbuster the ranuncula leaves that you left on my floor? And he said, yeah. And so I did. I took off all my clothes. He brought me the dustbuster. I should have known something was strange because he used to love a belt buckle. He wasn't wearing the buckle. It doesn't matter. I walk into the kitchen, formica kitchen. And by the time I dustbust all the way, and I'm leaning over because the dustbuster is shot. It's shot. And I have to lean over to get all the, it doesn't, and then.
Oh, I thought you said shot.
I did say shot.
Short.
Yes.
Short.
Shot.
Okay.
So I'm bent over. I get over to the table and he says, don't stand up straight. Put the dustbuster down. Now I'm nude. So my pelvic area is up and exposed.
John, are you comfortable with the story? We can stop it.
That's fine.
Okay.
He's sticking his hands underneath. Anyway, so he comes over and he rubs his, forgive me, I don't know when I want to get too inappropriate, but I feel like you can handle it. He rubs the tip of his penis right along my area. I'm going to call it a beaver because it's the whole landing strip.
We can just say like you guys.
And he says, when you clean in the nude with the dustbuster, I want to take you. You know what I mean? Take me.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Take me sexually.
Yes.
He said, put your hands, climb up the formica table, like climb up until your body is flat, flush against the formica table.
How tall was this table?
Tall enough.
Oh, okay.
I lean over. And when I tell you, he was so excited. I said, that can't be your penis. That feels too.
Oh, no.
Big. And hard.
I don't know if we need to keep going.
And so he just. When I say by the way, it was over in 2 seconds. I mean, I masturbated myself just because it was over so fast. I'm seeing what. So when I tell you it was memorable, I mean it. The
Even
end.
Even though it was over so fast?
Yeah.
All right, okay. That's what you remember.
Well, look, the memory seems to have slipped away now that he's hurting me again. And now that he's out, now that he's got, you're now, well, let me just tell the audience, when I say my back, yes, I'm flipped forward, sunny side up, but he's got his hands underneath me. He slid his hands under like a spatula. Okay. And he's wiggling his fingers. Why are you lifting my arm like that? Like a slot machine lever. Ow, 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 ow. I don't like that. Ow. He just turned my arm. Yep. Now he's turning it back. What are you doing to my rotator cuff?
It's called muscle manipulation.
What's called muscle? This whole goddamn thing is muscle manipulation.
In a way, yes.
Aye.
When we have the muscles moving.
Okay, so he's working. Moving the angle and then sticking his little rat fingers right into the dark, into the gooey part. Oh my God. I don't like that. Oh, you're going to have to do the other side, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Oy. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's sometimes better to do it this way also because we get deeper when you're face up.
You know, this brings up a completely different memory.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This brings up a memory of walking in on that same husband doing the whole formica ranunculum bit with the cleaning lady. Ow! Ow!
Oh, so he had a cleaning lady thing.
Oh, he had a cleaning lady thing. Yeah.
Okay.
We went. Now, here's the thing. We did not have children together. Okay. He's not the father. He was not the father of my children. Okay, we were married, but we had what your generation calls an open relationship. We cheated on each other all the time. Okay, we did that. That's what we did. That's what boomers did. Ow! But it was an open secret, not an open relationship. Open secret. Okay, so when I came home and... with Irina, I always hired the Russians because, you know, the Russian Jewry. You know, the Jews had it in Russia, right, Sean? Are you a Holocaust denier?
No.
Good. Well, all right. You said it a little flippantly, like maybe it was something that you considered denying.
No.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm Armenian. Okay. So a lot of people talk about, well, we had a genocide, too. You did.
Yours was a little smaller. But, yeah, you did have one. Was it smaller? Felt smaller. Maybe because I never heard about it. I know that in Los Angeles, you love to have your parade.
Oh, yeah.
You do your parade. Armenian. He's Armenian, Cody.
I know. I heard. I'm listening.
Yeah. Sometimes you can tell by looking at people. That doesn't make you a racist. Okay? I know.
I don't.
Oh, really? I know for a fact John Long is not Asian. I'm a racist because I already know for a fact. You're not, are you? Okay. Well, I don't know if you did your DNA and maybe you're 5% Mongolian.
See, then what if he said, yes, I'm a certain percent, like, South Pacific?
Then I would have said I'm still not a racist.
Okay.
Because I'm a boomer.
I don't think being a boomer is an excuse.
Oh, my God. No. I don't want to get into a goddamn debate. Well, right. he's doing a nice thing right now. This is my favorite muscle. Oh, my tricep. What does it stand for? Tricepterus? Or is it just tricep?
Just tricep.
He's doing my wrist. Oh, carpal tunnel syndrome. Ba, 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 ba. What are you using? Like an oil?
Lotion.
A lotion? What kind of lotion? A
Biotone deep tissue lotion.
Biotone deep tissue lotion?
Yep.
It doesn't have a scent, which I really appreciate. I get migraines. Do you get migraines?
No.
I do. From something with a real... Okay. Yeah, okay.
That point always hurts.
Yeah, I don't like that. Oh, God. When is this over? I'm dying. This is painful. Oh.
Okay. We are actually at time.
Okay. Well, we might be at time, but he can't be uneven. So finish up on that side and you go on the other side. Cody,
I understand, Cody, but
oh, my God. I can't walk out of here with one side. I'm going to look like I have Bell's palsy. Do you understand? Half of me will be melted. And the other half won't. He needs to get on the other side and then we'll be done. Do you understand?
Yes, but...
Listen.
Okay.
My listeners will get a longer podcast because I don't want Bell's palsy. That's the tagline.
That's not how you get Bell's palsy.
No, it's not, but... Okay. You know what? I'm not going to explain metaphor. Okay. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
So you're sitting there, you're massaging someone and suddenly you're spacing... Or, ouch! Spacing out. Oh, we're doing the slot machine again. Yeah. Spacing out. What are you thinking about? Your to-do list? You're thinking about later? You're thinking about, you fantasizing? You writing books? What are you doing?
Well, it depends. Do I have another client coming up? What's going to be my route?
Scheduling.
Mostly scheduling.
Yeah, you're thinking about scheduling.
That's a nasty one.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's terrible. You know what that is? Ow. That is a boyfriend. A boyfriend I had at camp. A Jew camp boyfriend. Whew. We made out, kissed, you know, did whatever, did making out, kissing. Oh, my God. It was after Shabbat services one night. We went down to where they kept the canoes. And we got hot and heavy. We did dry humping, you know, because we weren't, I was too young. I was, must have been 13, 14 years old. We weren't going to do the deed. You understand the deed, sexual intercourse. So at the time, I can't remember his name. But he put his tongue absolutely everywhere that skin was showing. Okay, so it's not dirty. Okay, he was licking my neck and then he thought licking was the move. Okay, licked my cheek, licked my nose, licked my ears, licked my hands, licked my, you can't do that anymore because of germ. Licked my, I was wearing shorts, so he licked my legs. That was the move. Okay, he thought, I have a tongue, I'm going to use it, not just in your mouth. Now, I don't know where he got this information, but this is a public service, and oh, that feels good. Public service announcement to everyone. The licking is not for the whole body. Okay, it's for areas. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was licked like it was a popsicle. Okay. And okay. So anyway, I just remember, okay, it was so hot and heavy. Okay. That was an innocent time. And that's what that knot made me think of, is that I think I was at the time, I was so riled up sexually, Cody. Yes. I was riled up sexually.
Seems like you are a lot.
Huh?
Seems like you're riled up sexually a lot.
Well, okay, I'm a human. You know what?
Well, it's just good.
I think everyone is. I think some people are more open about it. And this is what this podcast is about, is being open with ourselves, okay? Expressing ourselves so that we parent a generation of children better by parenting ourselves. Do you not understand the entire point?
No, I understand.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What I'm telling
you. You're telling me that you're saying.
What I'm saying is what I'm telling you.
What you're saying is what you're telling.
Correct.
Okay.
So if I'm going to be saying things like what I say, then that's what's been told. Okay. That's what's been told. And so when I tell someone that I've had a sexual rile up, okay, and that it was frustrating because my whole body was licked except the parts you want licked, then that's going to create a knot that he's going to have to, all these years later, that's 13 years, that's over 50 years ago, he finds a knot in my shoulder that has the name of a Jewish kid behind the canoes at camp, then that's how it's going to be. And that's something that everyone should know, is that someone who can massage you could find something that you don't know is there, and suddenly you're having a memory, and then you don't have to deal with it anymore. And it's been set free. You set free a memory.
Yep. The body stores all these memories.
Oh, John Long.
When you release knots, they can come out.
Oh, and are we done, John Long?
Are we done?
I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, I feel like a different person.
Didn't get to your neck, but.
You didn't get to my neck. That's okay. I can see, and here's what I love about him. He's Purelling every speaking of licking every exposed piece of skin, he just put Purell in every inch of his, except his face.
Well, after your stories, I Purell. I'm going to need to.
Well, you know what? You're just jealous because I've lived longer. I've had more experience. You'll get there, sweetheart.
Oh, I don't want
John
to.
Long, where can people find you if they want to find you?
You can find me at John Long Massage Therapy.
John Long Massage Therapy. If you're in Los Angeles and you want a Roman god to show up and strip off his armor for you and then give you a happy ending.
Yes.
Oh, do I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like a jellyfish. Sam, you left the studio. You didn't even see what happened. He made me like he pounded meat, not masturbation pounding meat, like pounded meat, like tenderized. He tenderized me.
I gotta ask though, did he also touch you?
No, but you know what? We talked a lot about that, about people who get boners and things like that during a massage. Anyway, you missed the whole thing. Why? Where would you go? Would you take a phone call or you had to do a poo-poo?
I had to step in the other studio. One of the other engineers forgot to hit record.
So they didn't press their button, so you had to go press the button for them. All right, well, you missed the whole thing, and here's what I'm going to tell you, is now I feel like a jellyfish, and being a jellyfish is so important. Do you know, my whole message to the world today, okay, from my podcast about self-care is go and get yourself a massage. And if you can't get someone else to tenderize you, tenderize yourself. You know how to make give yourself a massage, Sam?
Isn't it like tickling where you can't do it yourself?
No. Or sucking your own penis. You can't do that either. You'll break.
Unless you're Marilyn Manson.
Can he do that?
He had a rib removed so he could do that.
I can't stand that his name is Marilyn. I can't. It's been taken, okay? It's been taken by Monroe and a whole bunch of other women. But in the meantime, unless he identifies as, ugh, this goddamn trans he, she, they. So anyway, roll around on the floor like a ball. And then you can, on your back, go backwards and forwards and side, and you'll get a massage and be a jellyfish. So that's my advice to the world. We'll be back soon with more parenting and self-care from mostly me, Beverly Ginsburg, occasionally Sam, and when Cody gets off of her phone and does something.